Deborah Small and Lydia Vassar spend a lot of time wandering the hillsides and arroyos of North County. Here they're looking at dried chia flowers.
No, here's a couple that I saw yesterday, the little, see right there? You can see the shadows of them? Yeah.
Virtually ignored for centuries, the seeds of these flowers have become a popular health food product in recent years. For one thing, they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
People have been using it here for thousands of years. It was really one of the very important staples.
Small and Vassar aren't just on the lookout for chia seeds. There's a wide variety of wild edible plants growing in San Diego County and throughout the Southwest that many of us pass right by. Several of these foods are making a comeback in grocery stores and farmers markets, and some people are rediscovering their hunter-gatherer roots by going out and harvesting themselves. Here in Tucson, Arizona, people are lined up to have mesquite beans processed by a community mill owned by an organization called Desert Harvesters. Mesquite trees grow across the Southwest desert from Texas to southeastern California, as well as in northern Mexico. Mesquite was an essential source of fibers, fuel, and food for Native American groups. The sweet, nutty beans can be ground up and made into a flour. Mesquite flour has become popular in recent years at Arizona farmers markets and specialty stores. Bodie Robbins uses mesquite flour in his pies and cookies. He harvests the mesquite beans from his land outside of Tucson.
Mesquite is a miracle food. It's no gluten, high protein, natural occurring sugars, and it grows on trees. It's free.
Mesquite's nutritional properties are what have attracted a lot of people, especially those diagnosed with gluten intolerance and diabetes. Joe Allen sells mesquite flour and cactus fruit products on the internet and at farmers markets around Arizona.
The soluble fiber helps to lower your blood sugar. It basically slows down the release of sugars in your digestive tract.
While some modern desert dwellers are just discovering mesquite, for others, it was a childhood snack. Ben Aragon grew up in Texas and now lives in Arizona. He was waiting in line at the milling event with several bags full of mesquite pods.
As a young boy, my buddies and I, my brothers, we'd actually have mesquite trees out in the back fields, and we'd always eat mesquite pods. I mean, it's just a natural thing. We'd go out there and just start chewing on them, and that's all you do is just chew on them. It's almost like a sugar cane.
Aragon says until recently, he didn't realize the beans were also good for you. Yeah. Back in California, Small and Vassar also tout the health and medicinal benefits of many wild foods. Vassar is a member of the Luiseno tribe, and she teaches children about native plants at the Pachanga Tribal School in North County. Growing next to this agave plant, she spots a white sage.
These are kind of dry right now, but we have it growing at the school, and the kids will peel off the stalks when they're fresh coming out and eat it like celery.
Of course, harvesting wild plants may not be a problem if just a few people are doing it. But if certain plants get too popular or harvesters get too greedy, those plants might not be available for future generations. Small has a solution.
I've got this plant growing on my porch. We really try and encourage everyone to if people are going to be using them, to plant them if they can.
After the harvesting trip, Small makes a smoothie with prickly pear fruit juice and prickly pear pads. Turns out a dark green, not very attractive color, but it tastes delicious.
It's really good. It is. It's really good.
I'm Jill Replogle in San Diego.